Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, Managing Editor of eBizQ. And today I'm here with Kevin Epstein, VP of Marketing for Cloudshare. Thanks for joining me today, Kevin.
My pleasure, Jessica.
Just to get started, can you give me a brief background of IT structures and why you've decided to rebrand as Cloudshare?
Absolutely. We were started as in 2007 as IT structures by a few experts in security and networking with our research and development based in Israel, but our company headquarters here in Menlo Park, California in the United States. We're backed by Sequoia Capital, Gemini Capital, and Charles River, and we've released our product to a select set of customers slightly over a year ago. And we chose to rebrand as Cloudshare for two reasons. First of all, we're finally exiting stealth mode, so we wanted a more recognizable name. And secondly, we felt that the specific name Cloudshare reflects really what we do. We're a business-oriented offering for sales demos, proofs of concept, and training, hence the sharing part, all of which is based on cloud computing technology.
You just made an announcement this week besides the rebranding. Can you tell me about that announcement?
We're announcing three things. The first is our launch as Cloudshare with some marquee customers like VMware, SAP, Cisco, WebSense, and more, and over 1 million virtual machine demo, proof of concept, and training hours already served. So I guess we're a bit unusual for a startup. The second thing we're announcing is our integration with Salesforce.com. There's now a Cloudshare plugin available on the Salesforce App Exchange. And lastly, we're announcing that we have received our B round of funding, that's $10 million, led by Charles River Ventures, with Sequoia Capital and Gemini also continuing to participate.
That's great. Now, you recently announced a new cloud SaaS platform. Can you tell me about this and how it might be unique from other cloud SaaS offerings?
Absolutely. Our Cloudshare platform brings to sales demos, proofs of concept, and training what Salesforce.com brought to CRM or Webex brought to PowerPoint. In other words, using the Cloudshare platform, you can, from a web-based console, issue full, independent, dedicated mini data center environments to end users, and then monitor all of these environments from a back-end dashboard. So, for example, imagine you were a sales engineer, and you've just finished showing a web presentation to a prospective customer, and your prospective customer says, well, that looks wonderful. I want to try it. Without Cloudshare, in the current bad old days, you as the sales engineer would then need to negotiate a time with your prospective customer to come on site and then buy the plane tickets to get there, get through the baggage fees and security checks, hopefully get on site in the customer's data center through their security, through their networking people. It's an enormously long and expensive process, and thus you tend to lose prospective customers. If you have someone and they're excited, they want to try it now. With Cloudshare, with our product, you can, in fact, issue someone that multi-week proof of concept while you were still on the phone with that prospective customer in real time in a couple of seconds, and it would work perfectly the first time.
So what's the value for salespeople using this platform?
The platform is all about leverage and customer experience. As a sales representative, I want to be able to give as many prospects a super compelling hands-on experience with my product as possible. And if you go on site, that's really not the way to have that leveraged, high-quality, high-volume experience. It takes too much time and, frankly, isn't always compelling. Cloudshare caters to the customer's need for instant gratification and at the same time gives the sales representative the ability to handle more prospective customers. And, of course, Cloudshare costs much, much less than going on site and is much less hassle.
Right. Now, speaking of saving costs, why would you say virtual sales engagement tools are becoming important in today's economy?
It's interesting. We're seeing a sort of dynamic conflict between company needs and customer needs. On the one side, in this environment, companies don't want to spend a lot of money. So they tend to be reluctant to send sales engineers on site, as that ties up the sales engineers for a while and costs a lot. At the same time, on the customer side, if you're a customer in this economic climate, you want to try something before you buy it. You want to get hands-on. So the era of sort of the golf and sell sales deal is done. And customers hate having to jump through hoops just to get an engineer on site to try something. After all, they're the ones with the cash. So CloudShare and similar virtual tools like Salesforce and WebEx, I think, well serve both the company side and the customer side. These types of tools reduce the friction. They lower costs to interact with customers while catering to that hands-on instant gratification need of the customers. I'd say that overall, we think it's a win-win scenario. We'd really encourage anyone, prospect, sales, or otherwise, to try it for yourself at www.cloudshare.com. Come take it for a spin. See what we mean.
So in your opinion, how are software vendors feeling about this big shift towards cloud computing, virtual machines, on-demand SaaS, and so on? Are they welcoming? Are they skeptical or worried? What do you think?
It's interesting. Like any major evolutionary shift, there are always going to be folks who view it as an opportunity and then folks who hang back and view this as a challenge for their business. One of the nice things about CloudShare is that we assist both sides. Much like VMware did with virtual machines, we provide the folks who are comfortable with the existing physical world an environment that looks just like their existing physical world, like their existing data center. At the same time, we do offer them that software as a service approach. We let them pick up their existing environment and offer it as SaaS to their end users, and thus gain all of the flexibility of cloud and SaaS and so forth, that instant backup, instant access from anywhere in the world, on-demand flexibility. You know, the truth is that even as software evolves, enterprises will continue to face the, you know, how do I get a complete environment of all of these different parts right now challenge. So we're well positioned to provide long-term value.
And lastly, what implications do you think cloud computing will have in IT?
You know, again, it's all about having a responsiveness and availability mentality. Viewed positively, cloud computing lets IT move faster, respond faster, and provide greater availability to a wider base of users than ever before. Less time is spent on the logistics of shipping machines and more time on the higher value activities of architecting great systems for end users. So at the risk of going outside of IT, as Martha Stewart might say, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Kevin.
Jessica, my pleasure. Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.